Matthew chapter 2. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star at its rising, and have come to worship him. And when Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. And they said to him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written through the prophet, And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, by no means are you the least among the princes of Judah, for out of you shall come forth a ruler, one who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod, secretly calling the Magi, determined accurately from them the time that the star appeared. And sending them to Bethlehem, he said, Go and find out accurately about the child, and when you find him, report to me, so that I also may come and worship him. And after they heard the king, they went their way, and behold, the star which they saw at its rising led them until it came and stood over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And they came into the house and saw the child with Mary his mother. And falling down, they worshipped him. And opening their treasures, they offered gifts to him, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And because they had been divinely instructed in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed by another way to their country. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph, saying, Arise, take the child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to seek the child to destroy him. And he arose, and took the child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, in order that what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet might be fulfilled, saying, Out of Egypt I called my son. Then Herod, seeing that he had been mocked by the Magi, became greatly enraged, and sending out men, he did away with all the boys who were in Bethlehem and in all its borders, from 2 years old and under, according to the time that he had accurately determined from the Magi. At that time, what was spoken through Jeremiah the prophet was fulfilled, saying, A voice in Ramah was heard, weeping and great lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children, and she would not be comforted, because they are no more. And when Herod had died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise, take the child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for those who seek the life of the child have died. And he arose, and took the child and his mother, and entered into the land of Israel. But because he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And having been divinely instructed in a dream, he departed into the regions of Galilee. And he came and settled in a city called Nazareth, so that what was spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled, He shall be called a Nazarene.